He put up the Mishkan 7 times, and he took it down every single day, starting from the 23rd day of Nisan, of Al-Adar. Moshe put up the Mishkan, he took it apart. And Moshe brought Karbonos. And now, after 7 days of Moshe doing the Avodah, Vayihi Bayoim HaShemini, on day 8, now Moshe steps down, he hands over the service to Aaron. It's now Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Aaron takes over. And Aaron and his children, they bring a unique set of korbanos to inaugurate the Mishkan. So here it says they brought the oil, they brought part of the korbanos, the whole list of korbanos. They brought the oil, and vayasecha, they mean the children, they did a kamishpat according to all the laws that are required. Rashi, vayasecha kamishpat, hamefayrosh, bo'ilas, nedova, bevayikra. They did it the same way you bring a regular korban oil. Just the same way it was taught in Parash Vayikra, how to bring carbon oil, so no different. They did everything according to the regular laws. They brought a carbon oil. A carbon oil, you have to apply the blood on. They do it on the two corners. The blood is splashed on the two corners of the Mizbeach, Lamata Michut HaSikra. The blood, it ends up touching all four sides of the Mizbeach. When you throw, they didn't apply delicately. They threw it on the ground, ground level against the corner, and the blood would splatter along the corner. So the blood would go on two sides. Then they went to the diagonal side of the Mizbeach, and they did the same thing. So the blood was on all four sides. And the whole story, they cut up the parts, and they burnt all the Imurim, just like in the Bayin Adav. Targum, what the Targum said, V'yivayasvay, V'kodavios, Olosav, V'ovdas, Kidchosei, they did as was fit, as what is fit to be done. All right, straightforward. Next pasuk. Pasuk is Zayin. Now they bring a carbon mincha. Every carbon, every animal offering has a meal offering. The meal offering accompanies the animal offering. It says he filled up his vayimale. He filled up his fist, his hand. Mimeno vayakter al hamizbech milvad elas sabayker. Now what does this mean over here? So again, he brought the meal offering, and he filled up his hand from it, and he offered it on the Mizbeach. And then it says something very strange. In the very same pasuk, it says, besides the oila of the morning. What does that mean? So let's see over here first the Rashi. Rashi says, Vayimale kapo, hi kamitza. Now we learned this together last week before. That a meal offering, the way you bring a meal offering is you do a kmitza. You slice your hand into the bowl of flour. You bend your three fingers and you pull up flour. And that flour you put into a different utensil. And that utensil you bring to the corner of the Mizbeach. It makes contact. You then ascend the ramp. You go to the fire and you put whatever is in that utensil on the fire. Okay, so the kmitza means a fistful. And here is something very unique. Here, we're not calling it a fistful, we're calling it a kapoy, his hand, a kaf. Kaf is the palm of the hand. So, I don't know why. Obviously, something very, very deep going on over here. Why, when it comes to this mincha, are we calling it the kapoy? The calf, the palm, instead of using the regular term that we use until now called the kamitza. I don't know. Milvado lasabaiko, kol elo osa achar or lasatomid. So over here, this ends the sequence of special karbanos that they brought on the day of the Miluim. And all of this was done after they brought the carbon oil of the tomid shel shachar. Every single day, the tomid shel shachar. Everything was done besides the carbon of the shachar. Okay, it's straightforward, but it's something that a lot more going on here. Let's see the targum. The Korvias Minchasa, it brought the Mincha, Umelo Yode, and the fullness of his hand, Mina, of it, okay, from it, Mimena, from it, a fullness of the hand from it, the Asik, the Kohen brought it up, Al Mad Bichon Mizbeach, Bar, Mela Safra, the oil of the morning. Okay, let's go to the next Pasuk Yitches. Now, Vayishchat es hashor. We're not done yet. There are a lot of korbanos that need to be offered, special korbanos that need to be offered in honor of the inauguration of the Mishkan. The next item on the list is an axe and an ail. What are these carbonites? These are carbonois shalomim. Okay, until now, in the previous pasuk, we learned about the carbon, the oila. And in the previous, we didn't learn this. This was last year we learned this. I don't even remember if we learned last year. But the first aliyah of the parasha discusses the chatos. So there's always a set of carbonites. There's a chatos, there's an oila, and now there is a shalomim. So the first aliyah of this parasha spoke about bringing the carbon chatos. Then we learned in one pasuk about bringing the carbon oila. And it says, don't get confused. When you bring the carbon oila, there's more than one carbon oila. There's the carbon oila, the regular carbon oila. The oila satamid, the tamid shal shachar, which is the carbon oil, and then there's the oil that's been born in honor of the miluim. So the oil that's been born in honor of the miluim is besides the oila that was brought. Oh, Mr. Rappaport is here. How did you know that I'm here?
I finally got you, and I'm going home to the shear.
Stay for the shear.
My wife's here. I gotta go. Okay.
What's everybody's time? Mr. Rappaport is over here looking at
his. Hello, everybody. Good evening. Rabbi, I haven't seen you live. Good evening, Rabbi.
What is this? Shachmanis?
It is, and this is for you to the spiritual side.
Oh, my gosh. It's so fun.
Okay, I want to drop shit.
So now you know my heart. How do you know where my heart is? One second. Okay, one second.
How do I know where my heart is? God led me.
What?
God led me here.
Really? How do you know where my heart
is? Because Hershey Bloch told me.
Where it is?
He told me, you learn here at night.
Okay, and so you knew the address, you knew how to get here?
I used to dive in here with a friend of mine. Really? Talking about Normie Force. He is in Canada now. You don't know who's
on. Yeah.
He lived here.
Yeah, Ronnie Redman, Ronnie Porter.
Yeah. I don't want to interrupt this year.
Thank you so much.
I hope you enjoyed the safer.
Thank you, man.
I don't know if you have it before. It's deep
on.
Okay,
thank
buddy. So I'm going to go home because I want to catch the rest of the year.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Enjoy it. Okay.
Isn't that funny? He came to my Batcave. He came to the Batcave. Mayor, why don't you come here? It's perfect for you over here. You'll love it over here.
Because it's a long walk. I liked it when you were by Posner. We got Kugel and Chol.
I told Yankee, if you want to continue giving Kugel and Chol, I quit.
That's what you told him?
Yeah.
Okay, we can do without Kugel and Chol.
I told him, why did I have the chutzpah to say that to him? I mean, I told him in a very nice way.
Because you needed an excuse.
No, because I used to, years ago, before we met, I used to give a shir my father's shul. We had a daf yomi shir. We had a very, very chashuv daf yomi shir. It was really, really chashuv. And one day, I was much younger than I am now, and I was much more, you know, I used to behave myself, keep my mouth shut, and follow the rules. And one day, one of the people there who came to the shir decided that he wants food. So I'm going to say no. I want food. The moment he put food down on the table, that was the end of the shir. That was the end. Because you cannot compete. A daf yomi shir cannot compete with food. There's food on the table, even if it's a peanut. The person's mind is where the food is. And really, the whole shir just went down the drain. And I learned from that, you know, you give a shir, there are 24 hours in the day. If you want to eat, you have 23 hours to eat. If you come into the shir to eat, it's not a shir. Come to the shir, there's no eating. So what's the solution? Eat before the shir, right? You know what happened then? Everyone fell straight asleep. So he gave the chol and the kugel before the shir, and then all I look up, everyone is fast asleep. So I listen, it's very, very nice. It was a very big effort for me to come. takes a good, you know, 20 minutes to get there, 20 minutes afterwards, the rush, rush, rush. I'm not interested in fighting with the food. If it's all about the food, then, you know.
All right. You're right.
And then we took away the food, and guess what? So he said, okay, fine, no food. And you know what happened? No one came. No one came. So the shir is, it's not about the shir, it's about the food. It's about the food. So, very nice. Kol hakavod. It's wonderful. I have no complaints. I also would go for the food. But like, whatever, it's just not for me. Let someone else do. Anyone can give the shir, whatever. All right, let's learn. Vayirchatz, you know, sometimes here we have some cockroaches here. We have some little insects here. They don't always clean up this back room. Is the most popular room in the shul because it's where all the food is. And they don't always clean up this room. Sometimes they don't clean until Tuesday or Wednesday. Today I'm very lucky. I came here today, it's spotless. They cleaned it up. Whoever service they used to clean, the place here is spick and span. So today is a good day here. We'll see how long it lasts. All right, enough of my nonsense. Let's learn a few words over here. Here we go now to the Karban Shlamim. The Karban Shlamim. Where's Karban Shlamim over here? Karban Shlamim is a chelev. I lost the place over here. I lost the place here. Vayakav is a oila. What happened over here? I lost the place. See that? I'm all messed up now. I have no idea what we're up to. I got lost. Tanakh. Leviticus. Shemini 2. We're up now to the Karban Shlamim. We're up now to the Karban Shlamim. Okay. Vayishcheles ashor. V'yeso ayil zevach ha-shlam asher la'om v'yamtziu b'nei Aaron es adam ilav. What does it mean, Vayam Tziu? They presented Aaron, the blood, Elav, Vayizrikeyu, and they sprinkled it al ha-mizbeach, on the Mizbeach Saviv. Okay, let's see what it says over here in the Targum. There is no Rashi. So let's see if there's some Targum over here. Okay, let's see Targum Unkelus. Here it is. Unichas. Yos Torah. Now, what is word unches? Unches. So we had this word enough times to learn that the word unches means to slaughter. Yos Torah, the axe. The Yos Dichra, the ram. Okay, that's the isle. The Yos Dichra Nichsas, slaughtered. Now, notice this is something which is a theme which reappears again in Targum. And if we only came tonight to review this principle, it was worth it. The Targum has a tendency to reduce the vocabulary of the Torah to a smaller vocabulary, a smaller list of words. Lashon HaKodesh is from the smallest languages in the world. Okay, I don't know how many words there are in the entire language. In the entire Tanakh, it's a very small list of words. It's one of the smallest collection of words in all of the known languages, Lashon HaKodesh. The Targum comes along more often than not and reduces the vocabulary list to a smaller list. He takes synonyms and he eliminates them. And here is an example. Here is an example. It says here the word Lezabachi. Shalom Aleichem. Welcome to the Bat Cave. Vayishchat. Vayishchat means the slaughter, and then it says the word Zevach. These are two different words. These are completely two different words. Yet the Targum is compelled to tell us they mean the same exact thing. It means Nichsas. Unches. To slaughter. A knife on the neck of the animal to take its life. So nichas yos Torah, v'yos dichra, nichsas. The Aaron's children, they slaughtered the ox, they slaughtered the ram. Kud shaya. Okay, now this is something which is very, very shocking. Okay, nichsas kud shaya. Where in the world did the Targum get the word Kodshaya? The word Kodshaya means the Holy One. It says here, the Zevach HaShlamim. Why is he calling the Karban Shalamim the word Kodshaya, the Holy One? This is a very fascinating Targum, that he calls the Shlamim the Holy One. Okay, Asher La'am Di La'amo V'yam Tziyu V'yam Tinu, they brought, they presented B'nei Aaron Es Adam Yosdam Olei Uzirakei, and he sprinkled it Al Madbecha on the Mizbeach Saviv. Another fascinating insight into the Targum. Instead of just saying the word Sechor, he says Sechor, Sechor twice. Around and around. So here we have a very interesting pasuk. This pasuk is no Rashi. Okay, so that's a very big handicap. We don't have a Rashi to compare. We only have a Targum. Now, I know there are many other Mefarshim, but I'm not going to go look in the Mefarshim because we'll be here forever. And there are really, really, you know, learning over here Targum, the Shirin Targum, not everyone finds it so, you know, it's not such a... Not everyone finds it to be very exciting reading with the Targum, but there are three major chidushim in this Targum. Number one, he is reducing the vocabulary from the word vayishchat and the word zevach, two different words, which they mean pretty much the same thing, but he's doing it in a way that's very unique. They both of them mean unches. Number two, the next thing that he's doing is that he's telling us the translation for the word shalomim is Kodshaya, the Holy One. Why in the world is the Shalom called the Holy One? And number three, the third major chidush, is that the word Sechor, it says the word Saviv once in the Pasuk, he is translating it Sechor, Sechor. Alright, so let me peek at what it says in the Ma'at Tzori. This is Pasuk Yudches. And here in the Ma'at Tzori, it says as follows. Says, guess what? It says absolutely nothing. I can't believe this. It must be that we addressed all of these issues elsewhere. That's why it doesn't say anything. All right, we have to go further. But the fats from the axe, umina aisle, the ram. What are the fats? Ho'alio is the fat tail. The mechasa means there's fat that covers the inside. When you take off the skin, there's a layer of fat, and it's called the kisui. It covers the intestines, the akaloyos, the kidneys, the oseris hakove, the diaphragm. Okay, the oseris of the covet. The covet is the liver, but you don't want the liver. You want the oseris. The oseris is the diaphragm that is shaped like a yeser. A yeser is part of the bowstring. The bowstring, that's why it's what it's called. Why it's called, I do not know. And the reason why it is also covered, you take just a little bit of the liver. This is all Rashi in the Parashat Tzav. Parashat Tzav, Rashi, they explain the word Yotzer Sakavim means it's the diaphragm, but you're supposed to take with the diaphragm just a teeny drop of the liver. Why it's called Yoseres? Because that whole area looks like a bow and arrow. So the bow is the keshes, and the yeser is the cross string, and that, so you take the yeser, which is basically in that area. I have no idea what it's all about. I'm not, you know, you need to be a bucky with a Mabelski who understood this type of stuff beyond belief, his knowledge of these things. But this is what it is. So we have what do you think of it? Listen, we have the fats of the ox and the aisle. That's number one. Number two is the aliyah, the tail. Number three is the hamechaseh. That's the third item. Number four is the kloyos. And number five is the oseres hakaveh. So over here, basically five different items that are removed from the karbon shlamim that are prepared to be offered on the mizbeach. Let's see over here what it says over here in Ungolus first. V'yos tarbaya, tarbaya means fat, min Torah from the axe, umin dichra from the ram. You take the alisa means the tail, the chafei, And then there's something called the Chofei Gava. Chofei Gava means two words. He's making the word Hamechaseh. The Hamechaseh, he's making them into two words. The Chofei, what covers the inside. So he's adding a word. The word Gava means, the word Hamechaseh is what covers what is inside the animal. Gava means the inside, and the Chofei means to cover. Then it says, Hakeloyos, the kidneys, that's called the Chol Yisod. And then when it says, Vioseres HaKoveid, the Targum translates it, the Chatzar, the courtyard of the Kavda. That's a very interesting translation, because this word is a very hard word to translate, Vioseres. What's Yoseres? Yoseres, I told you, means a Yeser, a cross string. It could very well appear that the Targum disagrees. He's calling the courtyard. If you think about it, if you have a house, outside the house, there is an open area. The open area is like extra. When you buy a piece of land, so you can really, if you want, you can build on the entire piece of land. Not in America, not in Brooklyn, there are laws. But technically speaking, if you own property, technically speaking, you can build on your property whatever you want. You own the property, you can build, you know, there's no such thing as air rights. The Gemara does talk about Hezekiah, block the sun, look out your window. There is such a thing, but generally, if you have a piece of land, you can do on the land whatever you want. Why then did you choose to not build on the entire piece of land? Whatever your reasons are, it's too expensive. You don't need so much inside. So whatever you do not build on is extra. It's part of your property that you've decided that you don't want to build a structure in that area. That's called the yeser. Yeser, so that becomes the courtyard. Whatever is not in the actual structure where you live, but it's outside that structure, becomes the courtyard, the chatzar. The chatzar kavdo, it's outside of the liver. Let's see Rashi. Rashi does not say very much. Rabbi Hamechaseh. The chelev hamechaseh that covers es hakerev. That's pretty much what the targum said. The chofei gava. Okay, next. What happens now? You take of all the fats. Now it only says here fats. It doesn't say all the other things. And you put the fat al hechozois on the chest. He calls it the breast. Okay, the chest of the animal. And vayakter hachalavim hamizbecha, and you burn the chalavim with the chest of the animal together. Okay, now let's see what that means. Is it over here? Let's see first Rashi. Rashi, vayosim basachal mal hachazois, la'achar hatenufa. Now he's not telling all of the different steps, because a lot of the laws of bringing a carbon shlamim were detailed in Parshas Tzav. In last week's Parsha, we had all of the details, exactly the procedure, how to bring a Korban Shlamim, what parts of the animal are removed, what parts are burned, what's given to the Kohen, what do the owners eat. Part of the process of bringing a Korban Shlamim demands that the Kohen wave parts of the animal and the part of the fats together with the one who brings the animal. So here he refers to that. He's not going through the details, but he says the achar hatenufa, after you do the waving, nisanon kohen hamenif, the kohen who waved it, he gives it to another kohen, la kohen acher lahaktiram, nimtsu, so it turns out, to elyoinim, what is on top, now is lamat. Now this is something really, to really appreciate this, you have to really go back to Parshas Tzav, where Rashi there explains this in much more detail. There are two things that are going to be waved and they're going to be burnt. There's going to be the chozeh. The chozeh must be, that's called the emurim. There's a certain portion of a korban shlamim that is burnt on the mizbeach, and there are the fats. Now when you do it, when this is done, every time the fats and the chalovim are transferred from one kohen to the other, it's basically tossed upside down. So if you start out with the fats on the bottom and the chozeh on top, and then you hand it over to another Kohen, you're going to basically dump it upside down on his hands. So the second Kohen, the Chozeh will be on the bottom, and the Chelev will be on top. If Kohen number two will then pass it to Kohen number three, he's going to basically toss it, he's going to toss it onto the third Kohen upside down. So then it's going to be that the fats will once again be on the bottom and the chazel will be on top. So here, this pasuk is not telling you all the details, because we're just telling, over here we're discussing basically the unique karbanos that were offered on the day of the Miluim, on the day of the Yom HaShmini, but we're not going through the exact details. The psukim here are assuming that you are familiar with the procedure of how it's done back in Parashas Tzav. So all it asks over here is Vayosimu they put a sachalovim al hechazais. Word al is a very important word. Al means the fat is now going to be on top, and the chozeh, which means meat, the meat of that part of the animal is going to be on the bottom. Wait a minute, that's not correct. That's not correct. The chelev is supposed to be on the bottom. And on top of the chelev is a chunk of meat. So Rashi explains, we're not here describing every little detail. When the Kohen would wave the meat and the fat together with the Bnei Aaron that are bringing this carbon to inaugurate the Mishkan, indeed, then the fat is on the bottom, and the chozeh is on top. But now we're done with that. And now the Kohen who did the waving is transferring it over to a different Kohen to bring it to the top of the Mizbech to burn it. So now, li'achar hatenufa, after the waving was done, when the fat was on the bottom and the meat was on top, nisonon Kohen hamein, if the Kohen who did the waving, he gives it l'kohen acher l'haktiram. And when he does it, so he basically, he puts it like this. If I have on my hand, let's see what I got over here. Here's my phone. It's not going to reach here. Make believe this fat, the phone is the fat. Okay, and here, there's a cookie here. Someone left a cookie here. Okay, and this is a piece of meat. So, and he waves it up and down all six directions. And then when the coin is finished, he gives it to another coin. He goes like this. And when he goes like this, then it's the opposite. Whenever you hand it over, you're always flipping. So when you flip, it's going to be the opposite. Here it says that this is, what it says here in this pasuk, that the chalavim is now going to be on top of the piece of meat. That's because we're done already with the waving. When it's waved, the fat is below and the chozeh is above. Now we're handing it off to the next kohen. Li'achar hatenufa nisnan koil hamenef l'koin acher l'aktidam nimtzu ho'eliyoinim l'mata. It's just the opposite. Okay. Now, this is what it says in Rashi. Now let's see what it says over here in the Unkelus. Unkelus, he says, v'shavi'u yos tarbayo al ched vosa. You put the fat on the ched vosa, the joy. Usually called the chest, it's called the joy. The asek tarbaya lemad becha, and you bring up the fat to the mizbech. Okay, fine. Now notice vayakter is very interesting. The word vayakter means to burn, and he says the word the asek means to ascend, to bring up. Okay, now let's go further. The Esachozois, the Eshok Hayomin, Hey Nif Aru Tnufalufne Hashem, Kashar Tziva Esmaisha. We're going backwards. Okay, do you notice we're going backwards? Pasuk 21 is really happening chronologically before Pasuk 20. It says in the Chozos, the chest, and the Shoik Hayim, the right thigh, Hey Nif Aru Tnufa, the Chozos is the Chozos of the Shoik. Let's see, get more clarity over here. Let's see what Rashi says over here. No Rashi on this pasuk. Targum on this. The Yoschel Vasovia Shaykod, the Amina Areim, Aaron. Aaron will wave. Waving means to lift up. Aroma. Aroma means a waving. Kodem Hashem Kamodi fucking Moshe. Okay, so it seems over here, Vayakach Halav Al HaMizbeach, Chozer
V'Shoik. One is laying over and the other is elevating.
It says, Al HaChozois. I'm a little bit confused with the whole procedure. This really have to go back to Parashat Saf. Pasuk Chof, it says, you have a Karban Shlamim. We know that you give a gift to the Kohen. The Kohen gets two parts of the Karban Shlamim. He gets the Chozeh. Chozeh is the chest and the thigh. This is a gift to the Kohen. There are really three parts to every Karban Shlamim. Part of the Karban Shlamim is burnt on the Mizbeach. Part is given as a gift to the Kohen, and part is eaten by the owner. Most of it, in fact, is eaten by the owner of the animal. The one that brings the carbon, he gets to eat it. There are three different parts. Now, there's also a tenufa. So it says here very clearly that the waving is done with the Esa Chozois, the Ashok HaYomin, the Chozeh, and the Shoik. Okay, the right thigh of the animal, the right leg, so the main part of the leg is called the shoik, and the chozois. Heinif Aaron, he waves to nufo lefnei Hashem. If I'm not mistaken, he waves it together with the one that brings the korban. Now, in this case, Aaron himself is bringing this special korban shlomim to inaugurate the Mishkan. So did he wave it with anyone else? Ordinarily, when a person brings to the Beis Hamikdash a korban shlomim, so the person that's bringing the Karban Shalom is called the Ba'olim, the owner. And the Kohen that does the service is the Kohen. Ordinarily, the Kohen and the Ba'olim wave it together. What exactly do they wave? I don't know. I'm confused. They wave fats and they wave Emurim. I'm confused what they wave. Here, it's a little bit different because here, the one that is bringing the Karban is Aaron. The Kohen himself is the one that's bringing this Karban to inaugurate the Mishkan. So, and that things could be maybe a little bit different, and there's going to be, obviously, there's going to be things that are going to be waved, and there are going to be things that are going to go to be burnt, and there are things that Aaron is going to get to keep. Now, we have two psukim that describe this. The first, we have Pasuk 19 that tells us, well, some of the really four psukim. We've learned about the Karban Shalom already four psukim. It says there's going to be, the Karban Shalom has four parts. I mean, there's the shar, there's the ayil. This is called the zevach hashlem asher la'am. Okay, in fact, it's not like I told you that this is the carbon of the Kohen. This carbon is called the carbon for the am. The people, Klal Yisrael, on this day, on Yom HaShmini, is inaugurating the Mishkan. In the previous psukim, we discussed the carbon chatos. We discussed the carbon oila, and now we're bringing a set of carbonos called the carbon shlamim. And this set of animals of the shlamim include two different varieties: a shor, an ox, it's a very large animal, and an ayil is a medium-sized animal, different species, obviously. The ox family is not the same species as the ram family. There are only three types of species that are ever offered on the Mizbeach. There is the sheep family, there is the ayil, the ram family, and there is the ox family. Okay, there are only three types of animals that you bring on the Mizbeach. The ox, which the word shor is a generic term, which sometimes means a para or a par. Par is a feminine, par is male, adult. Adult is typically 3 years old. And when the par or the para are young, they're called an egel or an egla. And when they're 2 years old, I think they're called a kalbois. That's another word, which you don't really bring such a thing. It's either going to be a par or an egla. In the ram family, it's called an ayil or an ayola or a seira. When it's a male, are the ayil, an ayil, and a seira, ayola. So the Seir is the Seir when they're young, when they're babies, it's called a Seir or a Seirah. And when they're adults, it's called an Ayil or an Ayolah. And then you have a Keves, a sheep. A Keves and a Kivsa. Okay, so only three types of varieties. And you're going to bring now from these varieties of the Shlomim, in this particular case, you're going to bring from the Shor and from the Ayil. And they're going to do the Zriga. And then they're going to take the fats from the ox and from the Ayil. Min Ayil, v'sachalav min ha-Shor. Shor, you take the fats. Umin ha-Ayil, and from the Ayil, you take the Alia, v'al-Mechase, v'al-Kloyot, v'yoseres ha-Kovet. Then you take the fats and you take the chozois, and you do the tenufa. It's not so clear when you do this. I'm a little bit confused with all the details. We have to go back and look in more details because Rashi's not telling us. And probably if we go back and learn Parsha Sav a little bit better, much more clarity in the whole Seder HaDvarim. Okay, and then all of this is waived. All right, now let's go further. Now Pasuk Chav Beis. Now we're finished. We're done. This is a big moment now. This is a very important pasuk. Aaron, he lifts up his hands to the people, and he blesses them. Vayeri, he descends. Me'asoyis from doing hachatos v'ho oylo v'hashalome. Okay, so we learned today about, we started today with pasuk 16. We started with the carbon of Vayakre Vesha Oila Vayaseh Kamishpat. What did we not do today? We didn't do the whole first Aliyah. The whole first Aliyah mentions the Chatas. Okay, that we didn't do. We started with the carbon Oila. Okay? Very little instructions. Due to the carbon Oila, like you learned in Parashat Sav. Then, with the Oila, there's a Mincha. Every single carbon oil comes with a mincha. Takes a kamitza, and he puts it on the mizbeach. And don't forget that this carbon oil is in addition to the carbon oil that you bring every single day, the oil asatomid. Every single day you bring the tamid shal shach and tamid shal ben arbayim. And there we learned about the carbon shlamim, which includes a shor and an ayil, two animals. And it has all the fats, and the fat tail, and the mechaseh, the kloyos, the aseres hakaveit. And it says, don't forget to put the chalovim on top of the chozos when you burn it. But before you burn it, don't forget you need to do a tenufa. And the tenufa includes not just the chalovim and the chozos, you also have to do the shoik hayomin. Okay, now we just touched the surface. Obviously, the whole Seder HaDvarim, unfortunately, I don't know, but there's a lot more to it, obviously. And we'll leave it with that. We brought now three different types of special korbanos in honor of inaugurating the Mishkan. Aaron is finished. Aaron, now he's did the Avodah. Aaron lifts up his hands to the people and he blesses them. And he comes down from doing the Achatas v'ho'ilu v'yashlamim and he blesses them. The key word of this pasuk is Vayivarachim. He blesses them. So this is a very famous Rashi. What was the bracha? Birkas Koyhanim. Yivarechecha, Yo'er, and Yisa. Wait a minute. Birkas Koyhanim did not come until Parshas Nosoi. We're not even in this Chumash. How then did Aaron know about Birkas Koyhanim? Good question. Vayeri descends Me'al HaMizbeach. So what does that mean?
I don't know if you want to go into it really. The Ramban asked that question. Not only that, it doesn't say Kasha Tziva Hashem. So where did they come? It may have been his own. According to Ramban, he disagrees with Rashi, it was his own bracha.
Ah.
What the words of the bracha are, the Ramban says, I don't know.
So some taka want to say, they want to really use what the Ramban says, that Aaron, these were his own words. Yivarecha, Yoher Nisa. And in Parshas Noseh, Hashem said, you know, the bracha that you gave the people was such a beautiful bracha. Let us use that bracha forever for the whole Klal Yisrael. So Aaron did this as a one-shot deal. one-time deal. And Hashem was so impressed. Hashem then in Parashas Nasa made a decision that you should give this bracha to Klal Yisrael all the time. Mikan Olaba, forever. Okay, that's a lot of drush. Now, another thing that's very interesting is he gave them this bracha when he was standing on top of the Mizbeach. That, you never do that. There's no such thing as addressing Klal Yisrael when you're standing on top of the Mizbeach. Top of the Mizbeach is service only. You don't find anywhere B'chol HaTorah Kula that you do anything. There's any conversation taking place standing on the Mizbeach. On top of the Mizbeach, you do one thing only. You apply blood and you burn Imurim. You don't have conversations and address the Olam on top of the Mizbeach. Here he me'al HaMizbeach. What does the Targum say? Vareim Aron Yosido. He lifted up his hands. Al Amo, upon the people. Uvarei Chinun, and he blessed them. Unechasi descended. Milim Me'bad Chatosah, from doing the Chatos, the Alosah. And look at this, and here's the same exact thing. Here this is really, really bizarre. V'nichsas, the word nichsas means to slaughter. It doesn't say here in this pasuk slaughter. It says the word v'hashlamim. Again, the word shlamim, very strangely, is translating with this very funny word that he said already in the previous pasuk, kud shaya, the holy one. The Holy One. The Shlomim over here for some reason is called the Kutshaya. Shalom. It's Matl Shalom between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. For some reason he's calling it Kutshaya. And for some reason he's telling us that Aaron did not do anything more than slaughter the Karbon Shlomim. But all of the other avoidas of waving it and of burning it was done by someone else. And therefore, when it says that he was finished, it says here, Vayered, he descended. Me asois, achatas. What's the asois? Don't say the word asois means from actually slaughtering, from actually burning, because it's not so. It's only from the nichsas. All right, there's a lot of mysteries over here. But it's 8 o'clock, we have to stop now. Okay, thank you very, very much for coming. Mr. Rappaport, thank you very much for visiting me here and bring Mishloach Manos with a capital M. Okay, thank you very, very much.
Enjoy.
Okay. Everyone, Ablaza, good night. Be well, Ablaza. Mr. Mizglatter, good night. Heshi, Mr. Mizglatter, good night.
And good night, Heshi. Good night, Liza.
And Mayor. And may I see tomorrow. Bring Tamari tomorrow. We haven't seen her in a long time. Good night, good night. Oh, I didn't see you. You see. Shalom Aleichem. Norman, you back in Canada? Norman, welcome. Ezra, you wanted to talk to me about something?
Yeah, I just had a question.
Yeah.
So,